Okay.
Oh, you know it's gonna be a good day.
Okay.
All right, the crack and the clap.
What up, peeps? Welcome back, or welcome to the Let's Make Out podcast, where we make out all things what?
Love, life, and laughter.
That's right. I'm your host.
That's right.
That's right. I'm your host, Gabrielle Flowers Raider, also known as Gabe Flowers, and I'm joined by my handsome husband and host,
Chad Ryan Raider, also known as Babe.
You had to put your whole government
I had to. If you just say Gabrielle and Chad, it's already bad. So the fact that you went the whole name, the government name, and the Instagram name, I had to do something.
Well, here we are.
Here we are.
We're also known as Gabe and Babe from Gabe Babe TV.
That's right.
We vlog our daily life.
3 days a week.
Right, I was going to say, not so much daily anymore, but 3 days a week. I mean,
man,
it's
we used to do seven.
I can't even remember what that was. Well, I guess I can when I think about Vlogmas.
Yeah.
When we vlog every single day. But man, for so long, we were Monday through Friday. Then we went seven.
That's back
whole
when you
days.
Were editing.
Honey, and I don't miss that at all.
That's when you were editing because I was working. I mean, and yeah. You know, and then even when I stopped working, I was still just doing the business stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
And I was editing a little bit, but it's crazy.
Somehow, Babe took it all over. He edits everything now. It's great.
That's right.
I'm supposed to be editing these podcasts. Like, I keep saying I'm going to edit the podcast, but it don't really happen.
I'm going to pick it back up.
Anyway, welcome. That was a whole tangent. Welcome.
Yes, welcome.
If you are here for the first time, you can always come over and watch us.
That's
on
right.
YouTube. Search for Let's Make Out Podcast, and you can see our beautiful faces. Or if you just want to listen to us, that's fine. We have beautiful voices, too. So,
our photographer was texting me to make sure we're good for tonight. Oh. We're gonna shoot some brand content, so.
Yeah, so what's been going on? Well, we should probably cue the music. Let's just get it.
Let's just cue the music. Let's just do that.
He wasn't ready.
He wasn't ready.
I know, Babe trying to knock me out the camera so y'all can't even see me. He playing. Anyway, how y'all been doing? What's been going on since we talked last week? What has been? You all right, Shadow?
Yeah,
Shadow. Was that a sneeze?
No, that was a cough.
Oh, okay. What has been happening?
Man, what has been happening? Week 5 of triathlon training, of Ironman training.
Here we go.
Man, it's been good, though. I mean, look, are we getting it? We're getting it done.
Babe and I were just talking about how this training is legit like a full-time job.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's 7 days a week.
I did like 12 and a half hours of training last week.
So maybe a part-time job.
So I'll peak at like probably like 20 hours a week.
Mm. Seems like more.
Yeah, I mean, because it's just so, it's every day. I mean, I train every single day. Excuse me, but I love it. I mean, it's just amazing to like be doing it, you know, like, and like, I feel good. I feel, jeez, I feel strong
drink,
other than
do you
coughing.
Have some water? Drink some water. Do you have some water?
I'm not good. But I mean, and honestly, too, I think that so, like, historically, when the seasons have changed, I have gotten sick historically, but that's not the case anymore. The Lord and Savior said, nope.
You know what?
Not again after this.
I get on Babe about that, like, speaking things so, over himself.
So I said historically speaking, but
historically
not...
speaking.
But in the future, no more. The Lord is my refuge.
I can't stand it.
And, but...
Don't y'all believe that words are powerful, though?
No, I agree.
Like, that's all that I was trying to say.
No, it's
like,
truthful.
To say, because you have said in the past, like, well, you know, I'm usually going to get sick 2-3 times a year, blah, blah, blah. It's like, don't speak that. Mm-hmm. Maybe it has happened, but don't keep speaking that. You know what I'm saying? So, it's funny. We talked about this on a vlog.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of like an inside joke, but not really.
But, yeah, so basically, I got sick. I mean, but not really sick. I mean, I got, like, really congested.
You got really bad this time.
I got really congested. and because the weather's been up and down. So, like, I got really congested. I was going in and out. The house temperature, because of somebody's up and down.
Excuse me.
And
because of weather outside, it's up and down. Am I cannot be the only one who we've had to go from heat to cool but to she off had, but to here's heat the thing
Gabrielle
cool
is drastic
because the weather is bipolar but, in Indiana
but
okay?
Gabrielle is drastic. She'd be like, you know what, it's a little cold in here. She'll turn it up to 76 75. She's like, you know what, it's so hot in here. She'll turn it down to 69. I'm like, what in the crap, you can't go that much.
First of all, I never turned it on 69.
70.
70 is the most I will go, okay?
First of all, I never
So it's so funny because babe is always like, it doesn't work that way. In my mind, the lower I turn it, the colder it'll get quicker, yeah, I guess. And he's like, no, it's not.
It doesn't go any quicker.
I guess it'd be like, turn it down so it can like, get cold in here real
quick.
She's
like, oh, in 6 minutes it's going to be done. I turned it down to 43. It's going to be there in 6 minutes. No, girl. It goes just as fast as it normally would. It's just going to go down to 43. She's funny.
I don't know why I thought that.
She's the cutest
the
thing.
The lower.
But I've told her this every time, and she still does it. It's the
it's
cutest thing.
It's just a habit of mine.
So, basically, I got a little congested and to a point where I was like, you know, just kind of feeling kind of tired. Not real, real bad, but never missed training. You know, and now I'm to the point where like I'm still congested, but I'm kind of getting everything up. I'm pretty much on the mend, so I'm probably like 90%. So get the rest of it out.
Yeah.
So I'm still coughing a little bit, but that's normally like the last part of me having that congestion. Mm-hmm. But I feel good. I yesterday I swam. Today I just did my hour ride. I'm gonna run in a little bit. So I mean, I feel good and feel strong. Yeah,
been pushing through.
Yeah, pushing through. So it hasn't like been like bad like that. So that's good. So I think being more fit, you know, has helped me, you know,
recover
you know, just mm-hmm. being having a stronger, I think that's true though. You having a stronger cardiovascular system helps you to, you know, heal quicker when your you know, immune system is compromised, you know, having. So I think it's been good and we're getting there. Yeah.
So I don't have anything that fancy to update y'all on. No training going on over here. No triathlon training, Ironman training going on over here. I'm still trying to figure out my weight training, y'all. I've been training, but I just have been doing like this and that and kind of switching up. Like, I just haven't been able to find a program that I love enough to stick with. So I started this new program today, which is it's resistance training, but also running, because I had also started Couch to 5K. So, but I've been struggling with that. So this kind of marries the two things that I've been doing on a consistent schedule, and it's 30-day program. So I'm going to try it. I'm going to see how this first week goes. I want to make sure that I really like the resistance training.
You liked it today though?
I did like it today.
Okay.
It was challenging, and she, you know, she, it's called 30-Day Breakaway on Beachbody On Demand. But the lady, I don't know her name, she challenges you to go heavy. So it's not like, you know. Some of them other workouts is just like, yeah, grab an 8-pound, grab a 10-pound. Yeah, ma'am, no, that's not doing it. But she's like, go heavy, okay, you know. So, and it was like deadlifts and rows and, you know, goblet squats and stuff that I do normally. So I was like, okay, yeah, you know what you're talking about. So
nice.
So we'll see how it goes. I may keep y'all posted. I may not.
One day Gabrielle's gonna do a we're gonna do a duathlon together or something.
What is that? It's where I do one, right?
It's where I can swim and you can do the run.
Oh yeah, I'll do the run, but yeah. I ain't doing the rest.
Or we could do a team triathlon.
Do I have to do the bike too?
No, we could do a team. Well, that's a duathlon, so it's two. A triathlon is three. So three
I see.
So then they also have a team triathlon, so where three people can do it, and one person can do swim, one person can do the bike, one person.
Well, who would be our third?
Well, man, two people can do it, so I can do the swim, the bike, and then you can.
And
finish
then I
up
can
the
just
run.
Finish up with the run. Oh,
so we can do
that. Could be
they do
fun.
Those at Eagle Creek too?
Do they?
It's just a 5K at the end.
Oh, that could be fun.
So you think you'd be ready for July?
No, I don't want to commit to that. You see?
Well, then I'm just gonna do that.
Quickly,
I'm gonna do the sprint triathlon in July then.
Oh, that's fine.
At Eagle Creek.
I'm not committing to nothing. Even though I probably should, because that'll probably give me
exactly keep when you me, commit to something,
yeah,
that's when you're actually gonna like, because
I mean, yeah, I'm not fully committed yet to this running lifestyle. So
you're so cute.
It's only a 5K, but July what?
I don't know. I didn't look at the date. July what?
Right, because I just set up a photo shoot in July. I need to make sure it's July. Not the same
I love
day.
How you say July.
How do other people say July?
July.
July. I really do say July.
Yeah, instead of July.
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 July. You say July.
July.
What? Do I sound that country?
Man, you know what? I can't wait for July.
Why?
No, I'm saying, now you say it.
You know what? I can't wait for July.
July.
So, how do y'all say July?
You're just so,
do y'all say it like me or do y'all say it like y'all, you just, say it.
July.
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 Oh, July.
July.
You know what?
I can't. All right. Speaking of not a lie or July.
What?
Or July.
We're going to get into these sponsors. We first okay. sponsor.
And we're excited because we're actually Gwinning up here. Twinning and Gwinning up
okay,
here.
Okay. With our Ember mugs. That's because right. we absolutely love them.
That's right.
Like legit.
Legit. So we've told you about them a few times here on the podcast. But I mean, these things are amazing. You put,
they really are.
You put, you know, whether it's for us, it's coffee, but you could put like, you know, hot water for like tea.
You said, I said, do you have water? You said yes. And you drank that. I thought you had water in this mug.
Oh no.
You actually have coffee in there.
Yeah, I have coffee. I don't want hot water, shouting.
I was like, why do they have water in that mug?
That's hilarious. Anyway. Yes. So, like I said, we both got coffee. But you could also do like, I mean, you could do whatever, like tea. If you yeah. have hot tea, you get mm-hmm. hot chocolate. I mean, whatever something drink you that you
to
want
keep warm.
To keep warm. If you want hot water, bam.
Go for it.
Hot toddy. Whatever you need to do. Lottie dottie, we likes to party. But yeah.
Cause trouble and we don't bother nobody.
We're just here to tell you about the Ember mug, though.
Right.
So basically, you know, so when you're sitting at your desk, you know, you're just relaxing, whatever. For us, coffee getting cold. I'm sure coffee getting cold for you is probably an annoying, especially if you're working because you're like, you want a drink, right? You're like, okay, I want a drink. And then you take it like, oh, dang it. Then you got to go warm it up. And if it's the wrong cup to warm up, then the rim gets really hot.
It's annoying.
It's annoying. So this is where Ember Mug is here. It's a temperature-controlled smart mug that keeps your coffee or tea hot until the very last sip. It literally lasts for like, I mean, a couple hours. I mean, it's amazing.
It's like the first sip every time.
It really is. Like ours are still steaming
like
right now.
Like steaming. Y'all probably can't see that, but it is
legit and it's been
steaming.
At least 30 minutes yeah. at maybe more. So you can set your preferred drinking temperature with the Ember app. And the Ember mug will keep it there. So it has a sleek design, long-lasting built-in battery, so you can sip your coffee in any room of the house without it getting cold. So you don't need to actually take the charging base with you. Right. Like you literally, this is the warmer
is
here.
Yeah.
So pretty awesome. And Ember is unlike any other product on the market. And they're available in 10-ounce, 14-ounce, and a travel mug as well. So if you're on the go all the time, then you can actually have something that. You know, having the car so it doesn't spill.
Yeah.
And Gabriel has the just released new rose gold edition that they just added to the metallic collection.
She's
so
lovely.
Yes, exactly. It's the perfect pop of color for any work from home setup. Makes an ideal gift for any coffee or tea lover. So I mean, she loves it. Mm-hmm. And so for first time Ember customers, that's Ember, E-M-B-E-R, you can use our code LMO for 10% off a purchase of $129 or more. Mm-hmm. So again, first time Ember customers, use our code LMO, 10% off a purchase of $129 or more.
Yes. Shout out to Ember. Yes. Thank you guys for sponsoring. Get into these sponsors, you guys. We tell you about some really, really good stuff, and we appreciate you guys that mm-hmm. check them out. So,
and anytime that we're telling you about a sponsor,
yeah.
I'd say 9 times out of 10, there's some kind of like discount code for you.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can go and buy this whatever you want, like full price if you want to.
Get that percentage off.
We got a discount for you.
Get that discount.
Okay. Like, this is a great gift. Mm. I mean, literally,
Babe gifted it to me, like,
yes.
for the first time.
And then we actually gifted one to her mom.
Mm-hmm.
And she loved it. I mean, so, you know, just awesome. With all of our sponsors, we try to make sure that you're going to get a deal.
Yeah.
So check them
make
out.
Make sure you check them out. Yeah, we appreciate that.
Always link below in the description box or if you're listening in the show notes. So
that's right.
All right.
All right.
We're doing our segment.
We are What's in your ear. Time for our new segment. What's been in your ear, babe?
Still water. Because I'm swimming three times a week. It's still there. I mean, still it's water. Literally still it's there. It's out. Not going anywhere.
So have you just like gotten used to... That is probably the most annoying thing about swimming is when you get water in your ear. It's like it takes forever to get out.
Well, especially when you're in there for an hour.
Oh my God.
I mean, I'm swimming for, you know, an hour. Sometimes longer. So yeah, it's like, you know, it just gets in. So you just like... Most of the time, like, when I stop for a break, I'll, like, you know, knock it out, yeah. Get it out. But, yeah, it's just, I've always had the issue where my ears have mm-hmm. gotten water in them. It's that. Always been an issue of mine. But, no, like, let me see. Still the same podcast. I mean, mm-hmm. still the Greg Bennett podcast.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Like, is this a weekly segment? Because I don't feel like I've been listening to anything different since last week.
The edited version of the J. Cole album.
Oh, have you listened to the whole thing? Is it good?
It's pretty good. Yeah. I mean, there's a couple songs that I really like. I mean, he's spitting like literally yeah. J. Cole is like, it feels really like old school hip hop where he's just like, get on a beat and rap.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it's pretty good. It's a good, like you can kind of work out to it or whatever. Mm-hmm. glad there's an edited version because the unedited version.
Honey, he put that mug on and I was like, sir, I'm gonna need you to find the clean version because it was just too much. Like, I can't even, which is crazy because it kind of makes me feel old, but it's not an age thing, it's just a growth thing. Yeah, like, I used to listen to non-edited music all the time and it didn't bother me.
We both switched, it's like, you know,
I just don't want to hear all of that, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just. It's like, okay.
Like, I'm the go-to for, like, if we need music and somebody wants a hip-hop song or something, I find the edited version. Yeah. It was really hard to find the edited version of that album for some reason, but found it, so it's all good. So, just that. I mean...
Speaking of old-school rap, I think... I'm going to tell you... Sorry, were you done? I don't mean to cut you off.
Yeah, no, I'm done.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm done.
What I listened to within the past week that was different for me...
What's that?
Was the Blueprint album. I listened to that on the way to... I had to go get my phone replaced. And I was grooving. That, I think, is my favorite Jay-Z album.
To Jigga?
Yeah, like, okay. He's my favorite. And I just wanted to hear something. Oh, like, I've been listening to old stuff. Like, I had listened to Tweet the week before, and I was like, ooh, the Blueprint. Let me put that joint on. And I was grooving, okay? Grooving. Then I was mad because... On the way back, I got a new phone, so I couldn't continue listening because I hadn't set it up yet.
Hilarious.
So then it had me thinking about how privileged are we? Like, how, and maybe, I don't know if privileged is the word or just how convenient is it that I can get in my car, push a button, and say play whatever the heck it is I want to hear. Like, and literally... Through Apple Music, through Spotify, like, it'll just play. You know, it just made me think, do you remember the days where you had to, like, if you were going on a road trip, you had all your CDs lined up that you wanted to use, or you would make a mixtape or a mix CD, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we have so much instant access that we take for granted. I was just thinking about that, like, because I couldn't just push the button and say, because my phone wasn't set up, but I was just like, what was life like before this?
When I know,
you really wanted to hear a song, you had to dig through your collection and find it. Like,
it's crazy. I was thinking, you know, it is interesting. So I think about that too. As like, I remember when we used to, because Target used to have to always have the deals on CDs, mm-hmm. right? So all the new CDs would come out and you can get it for like $9.99 there. Yep.
That would be the price, $9.99.
Yeah, but you'd have, if you went to Walmart, you went to any other place,
it would
be like $20. Mm-hmm. But I remember Target always had deals on them. And, you know, once in a while, if I had money or if I was with like Mark or something like that, once in a while with mom, I feel like the last album I ever bought from Target, one of the last was Machiavelli. Mm-hmm. Was Tupac's last, you know, album mm-hmm. while he was living.
Yeah.
And but you know, he might still be alive somewhere in Cuba or something. Dang. But yeah, on another episode we'll talk about that. But no, yeah, but I just remember like you would get those albums and you would literally, I'd throw in my Discman mm-hmm. and I literally would like listen to it over and over mm-hmm. and over mm-hmm. and over. And I realized that's why Like, you think about, think about, you know, why we still remember the verses to songs from when we were kids.
Honey, I would play, an album would come out, and I would only listen to that album probably until somebody else came out that I wanted to hear.
Because like, you just didn't have every access to everything.
Constantly on repeat. Yeah.
So now I have like maybe, you know, I have like 10 good songs now that I listen to on rotation that I know all the words to because I've listened to them enough. But yeah. It's 10 different artists.
Right.
You know
as
what I mean?
As opposed to just their whole
album.
Yeah.
So I think that's it kind of like is a good thing and a bad thing. I think the bad part about it is that you sometimes don't realize the other good songs on albums because you're not forced to listen to them. You hear the hit on the radio or you like, you know, you see the one that's like the single. And the single usually is the one that they think is the best song, right? And it's different.
It is different because, you know, when you get the album, you have to listen. I mean, you don't have to, but you basically listen to the whole thing. And it's like, it's so many people's singles that I don't know what the rest of their album sounds like. Because I just haven't taken the time to listen to it.
Exactly. Yeah. But we know all the songs off of Jay-Z's albums.
Yep.
Pac, Biggie's, you know, Bone Thugs and Harmony crazy. Because they were... You listen to the entire album.
Over and over.
But I think J. Cole albums, I think that's why it had me, it reminded me of that. And a lot of people are saying the same thing is it like they listen to the whole album.
Is that our grass again? Is he going to come every Tuesday while we film?
Every other Tuesday, I think.
Every other Tuesday. Tell him you need to come after podcast hours. Y'all might not even be able to hear it.
We don't have podcast hour. Let's
make a
podcast.
We really don't. Like,
I think podcast should be 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock.
Okay. 11 o'clock is the podcast hour.
So,
okay, so that was a good segment.
Yeah, I think that was good.
So let's get into these questions.
Before we do, let's get into our second sponsor.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to knock it out real quick, so then we can get in some good questions. You want to find that?
I want to do the 808 book.
Okay. And Heartbreaks?
Boom, like an 808. You always go 808 and Heartbreaks, and I always do. Is it 702? No.
207?
Was it 702?
731?
I'm asking for real.
I don't know. I think it was 702.
You remember that song?
I think it was 702.
Oh, was it 702? I don't know. Anyway,
Yeah.
Tangent.
It could have been 345, though. All right. Could have been Cheetah Girls.
If you don't call this subscriber, call this sponsor.
Call this sponsor. Hello, sponsor. Hello. I'm about to do the read. You there? What?
If you don't do the sponsor read and leave me alone.
Oh, you're so cute. All right. How about if I do the sponsor read and not leave you alone?
Okay.
We're
going to do that.
Anyway. All right. Here we go. Next sponsor, HelloFresh. We've told you about HelloFresh many, many times. So what they are, you can get a fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouthwatering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. And that's why it's America's number one meal kit. Meals are, I mean, great. We've never had a bad meal with HelloFresh. So, basically, their meals can be ready in 20 minutes or less, lightning prep recipes, and quick breakfast and lunches, perfect for your busy schedule, and most of us have busy schedules. HelloFresh offers 25-plus recipes to choose from each week, so you have a wide variety from vegetarian meals to Kraft burgers and extra special gourmet options. There's something for everybody to enjoy with all the recipes designed and tested by professional chefs and nutritional experts to ensure deliciousness and simplicity.
Simplicity.
Let me do this read and leave me alone. I get it.
Simplicity.
Okay. Simplicity.
Yes. Good
yes.
Job.
Make it simple.
Good job.
Okay. You're so. All right. Back to HelloFresh. So basically, HelloFresh has been named Newsweek's most trusted meal kit company of 2021 with over 4 million households served. So, really good stuff. Basically, I think that I can't think of a specific meal. We had this chicken one time with like this cherry glaze.
Oh, it was so good. Was it chicken or was it pork?
Pork.
It was pork.
Yes, it was pork. So good. Yeah, and the meals are always, what I always notice is the meals are very balanced. So like you always have, you know, like there's some veggies there. There's the meat. I mean, there's always, you know, it's
a good combination.
It's a good combination. Very easy to use. Step-by-step instructions.
Day by day. What show was that? Okay. You can tell me after the read. Sorry.
It had Robin Thicke's dad.
Was that
Alan Thicke?
I don't even know.
I don't know. All right, we're getting sidetracked. Back to HelloFresh. So we want you to go to HelloFresh.com/LMO12 and use the code LMO12 for 12 free meals, including free shipping. So again, that's HelloFresh.com/LMO12 and use the code LMO12 for 12 free meals, including free shipping. We appreciate HelloFresh for sponsoring this podcast, and we hope that you check them out because the meals are amazing. Yes, please
check them out. They're really good.
Yes. All right.
What? I'm trying to figure out. They took me to some Whitney Houston song. That ain't it.
That ain't definitely ain't it, Shawty.
Step by step. That's going to bother me. Day by day. Fresh start over. Or something. What song was that? Theme song.
Step by step.
Was the show Step by
Step? The show was called Step by Step.
I don't think I watched that show. No, that was wasn't he the dad in something else?
No, it was a white people show.
But wasn't Alan Thicke, wasn't he the dad in something else?
Oh, that had Michael J. Fox in it. That's one.
Family Ties had Michael J. Fox in it.
Oh, well, who's Step by Step?
That's Alan Thicke's dad, but I really thought with Suzanne Summers. Oh, no, it wasn't Alan Thicke's dad. This is Patrick Duffy and Suzanne Summers. Okay, I kind of remember this show. What was the show with Alan Thicke's dad?
I don't know.
Growing Pains?
Maybe it's Growing Pains, yeah.
What? Not that it matters, but it's going to bother me.
I watched Family Matters. I watched TGIF.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was what? We all watched TGIF. What? Family Matters. What was the show right after?
It wasn't Full House, was it?
Full House was first, then Family Matters.
Then Family Matters, and then what's the one that had the roller coaster on the theme song?
Yeah, what was that one?
Or was it the one with the two guys where they lived in San Francisco or something like that? Do y'all remember that show? Was that on TGIF? Growing Pains. Okay, that was the Alan Thicke. What was the TGIF
lineup?
Okay, so we had. Well, tell me the lineup, Shawty. Webster. I definitely don't remember Webster being on the Full House. Perfect Stranger. Perfect Stranger is the one I was thinking about with the two guys. Family Matters.
Okay.
Boy Meets World. I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember Boy Meets World either.
I remember the one with, I think it was like Full House, Family Matters, and then Perfect Strangers, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy Meets World.
They don't make shows like they used to, man.
That was my favorite show.
They don't make shows like
that. I love that.
You really did, but you didn't like the reboot.
I didn't like the reboot. I liked more of the high school and college years of Boy Meets World. I think that it was just a well-written show. Like, mm-hmm. You know, like, I think it, they, even though it was a sitcom.
Like, this is really, really loud. Like, maybe we should wait till he's not so close.
But yeah, I think that, like, for Boy Meets World, so we got the lawnmower out there still, but that's fine.
We can't wait. So.
Yeah.
Sorry if y'all hear.
But Boy Meets World, I thought that they did a really good job of, writing even though it was a sitcom, mm-hmm. like, and it was really cheesy in the beginning, you think about it, and then it became like a little more serious, a little more serious situations. I thought they did a good job of just of like growing up the show as they grew.
Yeah.
And they tied it up really well at the end. Like, that was just a well written show.
Yeah.
But yeah.
All right, let's get into these questions.
Yeah, go and get into these questions.
We've gone on multiple tangents, okay?
We like the tangents.
Pick a number between 1 and 218.
217.
Okay.
There should be 808 questions in here.
Yeah, but they're not numbered, so I'm not going to count them, okay?
Stop.
Is it easy or difficult for you to change your mind? Describe a time when it was difficult.
When it comes to, I think, again, Gabrielle is my kryptonite. When it comes to Gabrielle and like my family and my immediate family, I can change my mind. I can hear Like, you know, you can you can be like, well, just think of it this way, or think of it this, you know, and I can easily change my mind on something. When it comes to like the professional world, though, I'm a little much harder to to change my mind. If I feel, you know, compassionate about something, you've had to call me out on business stuff before, like, well, you can just said we could have done that, you know, and I'm like, but no, we can't, you know, like, I think, you know, for me, so I think that that's where, so I think my job in Tennessee, after I took over the director position, that what, 6 months that I was the director, I was miserable because I wasn't willing to adapt and change my mind to the way that they wanted me to.
Yeah.
And so I, every day was like a argument, like just every day was like a battle to try to do better for, you know, to try to make better for the guys that, you know, that I was responsible to, you know, and taking care of. So I think that was probably,
yeah,
a situation like that was just really big.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that that is kind of one of the things that I've always like admired about you, is that you are like, no, this is the way that it needs to be. Like, you're not easily swayed.
Yeah.
And you know, a lot of people, they want to fight for the good, and then they get the higher position and they just conform.
Yeah.
And become yes men, and you know, do what the higher ups are doing, because they're fearful of trying to stand up, and you have never been fearful of standing up for whatever it is that you, you know, think or believe or whatever. So it's admirable.
Well, I appreciate that love.
Yeah, anytime.
I used to come home and tell her. I mean, there was days that I came home and I would lay on the couch and just turn the lights off because I was just so stressed. But I wasn't going to take it out on Gabrielle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I just, so.
Crazy. All right. 172.
172. Oh, that's not a page. It actually goes from 171 to 173.
Stop. Hammer time.
Do you have a pack bag in case of an emergency?
No. That's a really good question.
If not, do you ever think about creating one, or do you feel it's a waste of time and effort?
I think. So here's the thing, because, like, my mind goes to, what type of an emergency where I need to have an actual, like, what emergency is happening that I need to have a bag ready to leave with, I guess is the question. Like, what do you pack in an emergency bag?
I think of natural disasters, but I think of, like, living in, like, on the coast in Florida, or like a hurricane coming.
Like, there's nothing, I mean, a tornado could happen, but I ain't trying to pack no bag. I'm trying to get
tornado,
to safety. Like,
exactly. A tornado is like one of those things where you don't necessarily need to leave the state for it to happen. Like,
right. I guess pack a bag is like,
I think of natural disasters down like in the South, like when hurricane, you know.
But even, I guess, in the case of, like, say there was a fire. I don't know. We have a fireproof safe with stuff in there that we don't want to ever, you know. But I don't think of, like, there's nothing that I would...
Yeah, I mean,
grab in a bag. Yeah, that's interesting. Do you guys have emergency bags packed? Like, I don't know. No, I don't. I've never even thought about it, honestly.
Yeah, I think that
I feel like I have my things that I would grab.
Yeah, I think that I've thought about having like a more robust, like, maybe emergency stash in the basement. Just, I mean, you know, not like, you know, end of the world type, you know, like those guys.
But like that, what, though?
Like, you just, like, you know, like food that, you know, the rations that doesn't, that doesn't expire for a, like a long, long, you know, just, I mean, that's always, it's just have some water down there. Things are just to have just in case of if we needed to, you know, I mean, God forbid that ever happened. I don't know why we would ever need to in Indiana.
Right.
But, you know, just to have some stuff there. But outside of that, I mean, we have a basement, which obviously, you know, in the, you know, God willing, it doesn't happen. But in a case where tornadoes were coming through our area, that's where we would go. We would go into the, you know, into the basement, you know, where it's underground and it's the safest place to be. So, but yeah, so I don't know. I mean, that's I don't know what we would prepare for and why we need to leave the house, I guess.
I don't know that we need emergency bags, but we do need emergency plans.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I don't think we have actually, and I feel like we talked about this after the house fire, like we don't have emergency plans. Like if something were to pop off, what does everybody do? Where does everybody go?
Like an evacuation plan.
Like an evacuation plan. Yeah, we don't have that. So we should come up with that.
Yeah, we'll come up with that.
Yeah, something like to talk to Chad about. I think Reagan is a little bit too small to remember, but they do fire drills at her school. One day I went and dropped her off and they was outside. They did a fire drill. So maybe she's not too young to practice something.
Because like, I have
what would we do?
Yeah, I have something in my head. Like, so yeah, we need to talk about it and of what, you know, of like second story. If we were on the second story, how to get... You know
what? How would we escape?
You
know,
you get a mattress. You get a mattress over the banister, and then you jump on the mattress.
What? Oh, to get down.
If we couldn't get to the stairs.
What if we can't get to the stairs? I feel like the quickest way is to get out the window.
Well, there's two options. Yes, I'm saying like one option is you could, a mattress could go over the banister.
Ain't nobody got time to grab. If we can't get to the stairs, who got time to grab a mattress and throw it over the banister? Who got time? We're going to grab the kids' mattress?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, because it ain't going to be ours. No, that's not going to be ours.
Ain't nobody grabbing his mattress. The other option is to break our windows here and then...
You don't have to break them. You just open them.
I'm not going to open them kindly. I'm going to do whatever I can to get the bad boys open.
You just literally open them.
But yeah, then, you know, we have our thing over there.
Our pergola.
Pergola, so...
Try to land on the pergola.
Yeah. But yeah, so we need to talk about that stuff, you know.
We need an evacuation plan.
Yeah.
We should probably come up with that. Let's do that. Do you guys have evacuation plans for your house?
Yeah.
Like, does your family know what to do in case of an emergency? Like, do you practice these things or you just kind of talk it out? Like, I don't know. It's interesting.
It's good questions.
Yeah.
It's things to think about, you know, so something to, you know.
Something to consider.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay.
Next question.
It's your turn. Let's go with.
You tell me.
135. Almost doesn't count. Yeah. Stop.
Would you rather ask questions or trust your instincts?
Ask questions. Yeah. I mean, like, if we're talking about just getting directions or I mean, like, or when it comes to, you know, trying to like figure out something, like, you know, like, I mean, I'll try to figure out for the most part, but I also am not afraid to ask questions.
Yeah.
I'm not too proud to ask questions.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a...
Or search on the internet. I guess I feel both, though.
Because even in, like, you're thinking of in terms of needing help, but, like, say you were in a situation, you know, where you thought somebody was lying or you know what I'm saying? Like... Would you rather trust that gut feeling or would you just ask?
Both.
Yeah, both.
If I had a gut feeling, I would be like...
It would prompt me to ask.
Yeah, I think you lie. I think you a lie.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I think you a lie.
I think you a lie.
I think you a lie.
I didn't say July. I said you a lie. You a lie. But yeah, no, absolutely. I'd be both in that situation.
Yeah.
And I guess it just really depends.
Which would you guys choose?
My motherly intuition is pretty strong.
Is it now?
Yeah, Chad.
He's silly. Okay, I'm going to go with 33.
Oh, another page is not in the book. It goes from 32 to 34.
Stop. Hammer time.
Well, I mean.
What is that?
Can't do this one because that's like a.
What? Stop.
Right, stop right here. What have you lost touch with that you think about fairly regularly?
Who?
Who have you lost touch with that you think about fairly regularly?
Okay.
Be careful. Tread lightly, Gabrielle. Tread lightly.
Who have I lost touch with that I think about regularly? First of all, it's not a whole lot of people that I just... lose touch with, like,
unless I wanted to lose
touch with. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to think, like, who have I lost touch with that I think about? I don't know. You know, probably Elle. I think about her randomly.
Do you?
Yeah, like, I wonder what she's doing with her life. I know she had gotten engaged a couple years back, so I'm going to be like, I wonder if she got married, if she has mm-hmm. kids. You know, she's not very active on social. Like, mm-hmm. we're friends on Facebook, but she, like, never posts on there.
Okay.
We're friends on, I think, Instagram, too, but she just doesn't post. Yeah, it's one of those people. One of those strange people who just don't interact on social media. Like, I don't understand those types of people. Probably because I put everything on social media, but the people who don't even put nothing, I'd be like, y'all just out here living life and not on social at all.
I think that's a peaceful
what
life.
What does that
it's
feel
probably,
like?
It's probably a peaceful life.
I'm sure it is. What does that feel like to not even think about? I mean, literally, like, I feel like the last thing she's posted probably like 2 years ago. Maybe she's got a new page or something. Because like, I'm like,
if you don't,
how do you go from having the social media to then like being someone who posts semi regularly to just like me just dropping off tomorrow? Like, y'all would be like, how you go from posting your whole life to just not posting anything?
One day that's gonna happen with me.
I mean, one day that probably will happen.
One day that will happen with me. I'll probably be first.
You will probably be
first. One day I'll be like, deuces, and that'd be it. Done. Donezo.
But yeah, that is interesting. I always wonder, like, what does that feel like? If you're listening or if you're watching and you are one of those people who don't fool with social media like that, what does that feel like? I guess my mom is one of those people, really. She has Instagram, but she despises Facebook. She will not get on Facebook. She was on it for a day and got off. That was it.
Yeah, it's
yeah, it's interesting. But she's probably the one person that I would think of. And a backstory. We've talked about her before. Elle is a friend of mine that I had that we met online, and, you know, we had a great friendship for a few years, and then it just kind of fizzled out. I moved away, got married, like, we just didn't talk anymore. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So she's probably the one that I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wish her well.
Yeah.
But
I hope she's great.
Yeah. So yeah, I think we got to ask Gabe and Babe.
Oh yeah, we do have an ask Gabe and Babe. So let's get into it, okay?
You gonna read it?
Yeah, I'll read it.
Okay.
All right. So, please keep this anonymous. So shout out to you, anonymous.
Yes.
Hey.
What up?
Hey, Gabe and Babe. I've been watching y'all and your family since you were pregnant with Siege. I love watching how your relationship has blossomed throughout the years. Keep up the positivity. Us singles need it. Thank you so much. I'm 29 years old and have been single for over 5 years. I recently decided to get back to online dating, and I met a nice guy. Our conversation has been on point, and I love that he is so spiritually mature. Even though he's my age, that's rare. I also love that we are both entrepreneurs and we have a passion for helping others and serving God. We have a lot of similarities when we talk on the phone and text. Our conversations easily flow all throughout the day and night. And our text conversations easily flow all throughout the day and night. We've been talking and texting nonstop since we met. However, I have a few problems. He told me that he voted for Trump. Not once, but twice. And with him being a young black male, I was very surprised. He said he mainly did it because he's a small business owner and his taxes were a lot less during his administration as compared to Biden's and Obama's. I'm not sure if that's true. This is a really big deal to me, being a black woman and a strong Obama and Biden supporter. So I think that may cause issues in the future. Two, we just had our first date where we met in person, and even though the conversation still flowed well, I just didn't feel any sparks physically. He's not unattractive. He is just not my type, and I don't know how to tell him I'm not physically attracted to him, but I'm attracted to his mind. It sounds cheesy, but I like the way he talks about running his business, and he is a perfect gentleman. I prefer guys that are more clean cut and business casual dresser, but he doesn't have a great fashion sense and doesn't get haircuts very often, even before quarantine. I don't want him to feel like he has to change for me, but I also don't want to lose a great guy because of something superficial, which I'm not. So with all of these great qualities, it's really hard for me to decide if I should continue getting to know him or be honest with him so that I don't lead him on and waste both of our time. Again, he has a lot of great qualities that I've been looking for in a man, and he says he's very attracted to me and is interested in getting to know me more. Do you think my attraction to him could grow? Am I asking for too much since on paper he is everything I'm looking for? Help, please. All right. That was a mouthful.
Yes.
But shout out to you. Thank you for sending this in.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts, babe? Do you think her attraction to him could grow?
Yes. I mean, the short answer is yeah. I think that attraction can grow. Mm-hmm. 'Cause here's the thing. Physical attraction alone can fade.
Yeah.
So if there's not an attraction to the person mentally and spiritually and, you know, like in a connection more deep than just physical, you're in trouble anyway. So I think that having a attraction mentally, you know, to who he is as far as a person, is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, yes, the physical attraction can get there, but that also means, like, you know, like, is he just like truly not your type? Or is there something that, you know, is making you not be attracted to him physically? Like, you know, is there something that you know?
Well, you did mention that he doesn't dress like you would prefer, and he's not very clean cut, which are both
fixable.
Very fixable thing. Yeah.
So I think honesty is the key, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you guys are developing a relationship or, yeah, you know, you're getting to that point, then I think that now if he's truly not your type in any way, shape or form, well, I think that you probably be like, you know, maybe it's just not. But yeah, it doesn't sound like you're saying that. It sounds like you're saying, yeah, that he's not unattractive, but he has some things that you don't like about how his appearance is. Be honest. I mean, mm-hmm, like, you know, hey, like, you know, there's some things that, you know, would you ever be interested in me, you know, buying you a couple outfits, like, mm-hmm, just to change up your style, see, mm-hmm, what you think, you know, or what if you got your, you know, what if you tried your facial hair like this, or tried your hair, you know, cut your hair like, yeah, this, you know, what are your thoughts? Like, just have a conversation that's very, you know, that's friendly, like, you're interested.
Yeah.
You know, and not just like attacking him. Well, you know, your face looks like crap, your hair look like crap, your clothes look like crap, your mind's nice, but everything else looks like crap. Like, you know, like, so I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, so here's the thing. I definitely agree that attraction can grow. You guys, I mean, Chad was not my type when we started. Now, there was an attraction there, but he wasn't my type. You, mm-hmm, know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I could have easily been like, nope, you're not what I'm looking for. So sorry. But there was something there. So you do kind of have to ask yourself, like, what is the thing really that is unattractive, mm-hmm, to you? And even if he cleaned up, if he got more frequent haircuts, would that really change? Or,
yeah,
is it something deeper? Because if it is something deeper, I wouldn't advise you going into a relationship with no physical attraction at all, because it's going to come back at some point to bite you in the ass. Honestly, like, once that,
and you want to enjoy that bite in the ass, right? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Once these looks start to fade and you have kids and folks is gaining weight, and if you weren't attracted before and then that starts happening, even after, I feel like that could cause a wedge. It could come between, you know what I'm saying? Like, and you don't want feelings of disconnect.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, it's, but what I will say here is, I think what's more important than the attraction is the politics that you mentioned. Like,
I'm not even sure if I want to talk. Like, I, man, I don't.
y'all know we try to stay out of politics. We really, really do. But I just feel like that could be a bigger issue in the future.
Yeah.
Also, I mean, here's the thing.
You don't tag me? Okay.
You can vote for who you want to vote for. But I do feel like people that voted for Trump have fundamental values that are different than mine.
Yeah.
White or black.
Yeah.
Honestly. I don't care whether your taxes was low or not. I couldn't excuse
the behavior. Everything else.
To have lower taxes.
Like, the blatant happiness that racism was rearing its ugly yeah. head even more. Like he invited yeah. it. Mm-mm. Like this man invited it back into back into everything. Like yeah. it was our, I mean, racism yeah. has never left. He openly wanted it to come back fully.
Yeah. I think, and I can, and you know what I'm saying? I was giving folks the benefit of the doubt. I give you that first time. Because he wasn't a politician.
Maybe you want to do something different.
He was
a celebrity.
It's like, let's see what he's doing. But the second time, though, and you're going to say just because of taxes?
I'll give you an example. This is just my opinion. I think that we are business owners. Right. We own our own business. So, and we have for the last... 10 years.
Yeah.
So we obviously our taxes went up,
mm-hmm.
just like everybody else's tax. Like but
I'll pay that.
That wasn't ever a consideration in whether I
absolutely
wanted
not.
A person who I thought was a bad person fundamentally,
mm-hmm.
To be the president of the United States of America.
Yeah.
Do I think that the current president is a perfect person? Hell no.
No, nobody. Perfect.
Nobody is perfect. But I think
that he's not a politician.
Yeah, exactly. But I think that the other person was about the worst president that we could have because of who he was as a person. And I think that if you voted for him in 2016, again, we your boy voted for him in 2016, we can forgive that, we can move on, whatever. But again in 2020, because you had to pay lower taxes for your business, shows me that your care, it seems very selfish, self-centered.
Mm.
Only your taxes mattered more than your
more
people,
than everything
more
else
than anything else in the world.
Yeah, I kind of feel like this would open up the door for other conversations. Like, okay, if it was just taxes, okay. But how do you feel about this? And how do you feel about that? Because, I just want to know.
Yeah.
How much do you agree with the Trump administration?
Yeah. Like, because him being Republican and you being Democrat can work.
Oh, absolutely.
It can work. But... him being a full-on Trump supporter,
yeah, that
like,
says something different.
It, and I'm not saying he is. I'm saying, but if he is,
mm-hmm.
If he doesn't see an issue with the other things that Trump was doing,
then that
could potentially
be an issue down the line. Yeah. Do what you want to do. It's probably plenty of folks out here thriving in a relationship, and somebody voted for Trump, somebody voted for Biden. Like, you know what I'm saying? Some people don't even talk about it in their relationships. You do you. But for me, we're going to have these conversations because I feel like we need to be on the same page in all things, like especially things like that. So
100%.
Yeah, that's a whole nother conversation that y'all need to have. But can the physical grow? Yes. But are you asking for too much since on paper he is everything that you're looking for? No, I don't think you're asking for too much. I think that you don't have to sacrifice one for the other. Like,
no.
You know, and you did mention that you've been single for 5 years now. So it probably sounds like you're, you know, putting yourself on a timeline or you're ready to commit and be in a relationship. But little things like this, you don't like, don't ignore them. Don't push them up under just because everything else looks good. Like you really got to fully explore all of the things. And you know, you guys have only seen each other once, I feel like you said. Y'all just got together, so I mean,
yeah.
You know, give it a few more dates to see him, you know, in different, like, you know, do some different types of things so you can see how he is, you know,
right.
How he dresses for other occasions, or you know what I'm saying, like, so give it a little bit of time there.
Yeah.
But also have these other conversations
because
they are equally, if not more, important.
I was gonna say, like our book said, you know, trust your instinct and ask questions.
Yeah,
like the question.
Yeah,
like trust your instincts, trust what you're feeling, trust
mm-hmm.
your gut. Because I think that women's gut instincts are some of the most amazing things.
Don't
don't ignore
mm-hmm.
that. Don't ignore your gut instincts, but then also ask questions based on those instincts, and you can ask them in a way I mean, you guys are just getting to know each other.
Right.
Like, there's no commitment.
Right.
Right now, it's just about learning to know you. And if he can't ask or answer your questions or address your concerns, well, then there's your answer right there. Mm-hmm. Right? So, I mean, if you guys can't have a conversation about difficult things or hard things now, right, you sure as hell won't be able to do it when you're in a marriage or in a relationship with kids. Like,
yeah.
Like, there's no commitment now. You should be able to talk about everything and be able to, you know... Like, there's no pressure to, we got to make it work. We got to, mm-hmm, you know, like, you know.
Yeah, it's true.
So, yeah.
But also, you mentioned that he's very spiritually mature and, you know, that's rare for your age, which leads me to believe that you probably are spiritually mature as well. So, what I would also advise you to do, probably first, is pray about this whole situation. Like, okay, God, this person is here, but... what should happen here? Like, don't neglect that based off of, you know what I'm saying? Because you never know. Like, you literally never know. God had to tell me that Chad was my husband. You know what I'm saying? Because I was like, this not my lot in life. This ain't it. And he literally was like, okay, but let me tell you this, or let me show you this. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, make sure that you have that prayer in there too, and mm-hmm, that you're asking God, 100%. What should I do? Should I go further in this? Should I leave it alone? Like, what is your will for this whole interaction? Mm-hmm. Because, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to fumble unnecessarily, but you also don't want to sweep things under the rug just to not be alone. So,
yeah,
you got to make sure you're, you know, taking the right steps and getting direction from what matters and from who matters, because honestly, I don't know what the plan is for your life, but I know God does. So definitely seek him on this. But I hope that what we, you know, the things that we brought up can help you think about it a different way. But yeah, you just want to make sure that you are going into the right situation feeling as comfortable as possible. Like, it shouldn't be uncomfortable. You shouldn't feel unattracted. You should, like, you, yeah, know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to start off with bad already. 100%. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I agree, yeah.
Because I feel like a lot of people get in those situations and they think, oh, it'll change, it'll get better. And it's like, maybe you should have just listened to the red flag. Maybe you should have just paid attention and walked away.
I think the red flags are important to address. Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't mean that it's going to end it. But if, right, you don't address them, then, I mean, then you're at the end of the day, if you feel a red flag or you see a red flag and you don't address it, then that red flag just doesn't go away.
Right. It won't go away.
You can, yeah, sure, you can put it, push it under the rug, but guess what? Then eventually those red flags don't stack up. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, so you just should address them.
Yeah.
Again, there's no commitment at this point. This is the point of being able to learn each other. It's early enough
to be able to say these things or these feelings, like address these feelings that you have. 100%. Let's talk about it, because if we're going to keep going, I need you to know how I really feel.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So hopefully that was helpful. Keep us posted, please, honey. Let us know what you decide. You know, if y'all have the conversation, how does it go?
Yes, please.
We want you to be happy. We want you to be with, you know, somebody that checks all the boxes, okay?
Absolutely. And number one, God's box. Because guess what? That's going to be the right person.
Right.
Simple as that.
Yeah, so, like, true.
Because that's what happened with us.
That's exactly what happened.
You check my box, shouty.
You check my box,
shouty. That's right, baby.
Why are you whispering?
I don't know. Dramatic effect.
Oh, okay. Well, enough of that.
So,
we have one last sponsor.
New sponsor.
A new sponsor, you guys.
And so she has some pieces from this sponsor. They're just not here yet. So, super excited for her to be able to, you know, check them because they looked great online. So
yeah, as Babe was saying, this next sponsor is a jewelry company, mm-hmm, and I'm so excited to get my order. I have not gotten it yet, so I cannot tell you, you know, my personal experience just yet, but I was very impressed, mm-hmm, looking at the items on the website and placing my order. So I'm really excited about it. They are called Anna Luisa, and they were founded to bring clarity to the jewelry industry. They design pieces with a more beautiful story from beginning to end, starting with recycled materials whenever possible, transparent business practices always, and small batches that are kind to the earth. So, you know, carbon neutral, 100% of the carbon emissions related to their products or life cycle to their product's life cycle are offset, exceptional quality, and limited batches. So they have some really, really cute pieces. I got, I believe I have like a ring and a bracelet and something else. I can't wait to actually get them. Mm-hmm. But what I also loved about them is that they were affordable quality pieces, like timeless pieces. You know, their jewelry starts at $39. Like, you literally cannot beat that. Very fair prices. And I think that you guys should check them out. I will definitely be modeling them as soon as I get my order so I can show you what I got. So if you're looking for a place to shop to, you know, get some quality jewelry pieces, then definitely check them out. Anna Luisa. So that's A-N-A-L-U-I-S-A. And if you go to AnnaLuisa.com/makeout, you can get 10% off. So, you know, check them out. AnnaLuisa.com, AnnaLuisa.com/makeout. Get 10% off. You can go treat yourself or your loved ones. Like, jewelry is one of those things where, like, you can always find a reason for jewelry, for whether yourself, you want to refresh it, whether you want to give a gift to, you know, exactly, that special somebody, like, there's always a need for that. So make sure that you check them out. They make beautiful, sustainable jewelry. That's AnnaLuisa.com, AnnaLuisa.com/makeout. 10% off with the code MAKEOUT.
So shout out to them for sponsoring this podcast.
And yeah, I'll keep you posted once I get my pieces.
That's right. Well,
we've come to the end.
I think we've come to the end of the podcast. We actually, so this is episode 98.
Oh, yes.
So we've decided on the 18th of June, right?
Yes.
Okay, she's dancing, right? The 18th of June, which is a Friday. The podcast normally goes live on Thursdays, mm-hmm, but we're going to wait until the Friday the 18th, and we're going to do a live for our 100th episode of the Let's Make Out podcast.
100 episodes, you guys. I cannot believe that we've been doing this for 100 episodes.
It's nuts.
Can you believe it?
I can. I mean,
that's crazy.
It's crazy.
And will it be 3 years?
3 years.
It'll
be 3 years in...
it'll be 4 years.
4 years in...
Because we started like November of 2017. Yeah.
4 years in November.
That's
the end of November.
Crazy. Shout out to you guys if you've been here for all 98 episodes that we've had.
Exactly.
If you've only been here for two, shout out to you too, okay? Yes. Shout out for the support. Yes, we appreciate love it. We really, really appreciate it. We can't tell you guys enough how much we appreciate you listening, rating and reviewing and sharing and letting other people know about us, checking out our sponsors. Like, you guys are awesome. So we're excited. We're gonna have a little, like, you know, hangout live podcast. You guys really liked it when we did it the last time. Yeah, so it's Friday evening,
the 18th of June.
I don't know, like 7.
We'll get a time.
We'll figure out the time.
We'll firm up a time, but and let you know.
We kind of wanted to do it when people were off of work and, you know, exactly, it's the weekend. So
follow us on, like, on Twitter, Let's Make Out Pod, and we'll give you update there. But also on Instagram, Let's Make Out Podcast, Facebook, and then on YouTube. Yep. And then we'll just make sure we try to keep up. You know, also follow us on Gabe Flowers, her Instagram account, and then C Raider 12 myself, and then we'll just try to make sure we give you a time ahead of time. That way you know what time to be ready, and we can have a good time.
Save the date for June 18th. We're going to have our live podcast.
We're going to have a good time.
We're going to have a good old time celebrating, okay?
That's right.
So, yeah, I think that's it. Oh, we won't be here next week.
Yep.
But we'll be back the following week. So we'll see y'all in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Thank you so much for listening. And
we got 99 problems, but the podcast ain't one.
Okay.
Because it'll be the 99th podcast next 2 weeks from now.
Oh.
The 99 podcast.
I'm so confused. Anyway, we love y'all. And we'll see you next time.
That's right.